Welcome to Minute with Mary. It's a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Everybody, how's it going? My name's Mary Larson. I'm an independent, unique presenter and the host for this podcast. If you're listening, you're most likely a unique presenter as well, and I'm excited for today's episode because it is my first interview. Now, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, you'll realize that I usually keep them to about 10 minutes, so I like the Minute with Mary. I like things short, concise, and in easily digestible bites, but with these interviews that I'm going to be having, they are going to be a bit longer because there's so many great nuggets of information, and I want you to get the most out of them. And today's episode is with Black Status leader Brianne Kerr. She's in my upline and is a complete inspiration for me and many members of my team. She has a really special story that I think is important for anyone to hear wherever you are in your unique journey, because I think that so often as unique presenters, as people who are on social media, it can really be hard for the comparison game that we have in our minds. We're going to see other people who are viral, people who have insane makeup skills, people who seem to just have an easier time at life, and we might think that this is not the business for us. We might find excuses to get in our own way. And I think that Brianne has a great story about how she was able to, even with having a very, very difficult marriage at the time, having an incredibly scary disease, having to go actually through brain surgery and having three young babies. So she was able to make it so that she is now one of the top 100 earners in our company. I think she's a great inspiration to show you that despite the struggles, if you have your mind set on making this business a success for you and your family, that you can do it. Before we get into the interview, I would love to invite you to subscribe to this podcast. You can go to your favorite podcast app of choice, type in the words Minute with Mary. I'll probably be the only non-religious one, and you can click subscribe. That way, all of the latest and greatest episodes are sent straight to your device. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can find me on social medias. Just search the hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you're listening to this and you're not yet a presenter, hey, come on in. The water's just fine. You can find out more by checking out joinminutewithmary.com. For now, let's get into the interview. Is mom of three, top 100 income earner for Unique, and Black Status leader, and not to mention mama bear to Team Awesome, Brianne Kerr. Thank you so much, Brianne, for coming on and joining us for Minute with Mary.
No problem at all.
To start things off, I'd love to have a little bit of your backstory to let our listeners know, you know, when you joined, kind of what your story is with Unique.
Sure. Yeah. So I joined Unique June 2nd of 2014. And at the time I was a stay-at-home army wife. My ex-husband was in the army. I had three kids under five. My youngest was 5 months old. My oldest was 5 years old. And we were super broke. And that's just the truth. Like, we had been, my ex-husband joined the army when he was 32 as a private. So we went from, like, you know, making a moderate amount of income to like making $25,000 a year. And I was so tired of being broke and living paycheck, not even paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. paying bills with my credit cards and stuff. And I had a friend who was very successful in direct sales. And I had never done sales before. At the time, I was a birth doula. And I taught baby wearing and cloth diapering and breastfeeding and like all the mommy
stuff. Yes.
All the mommy stuff. Yeah. And, I knew I didn't want to join her company. Like, I knew that if I was going to sign up with a company, it had to be a company that I believed in the mission, that I, and as a businesswoman, something consumable, mm-hmm. something that was easy to advertise, something with a super simple compensation plan. And so I started researching direct sales companies. And one night I was on Facebook and I saw one of my friends was complaining about direct sales companies. And I saw the name Unique. And I was just like, I haven't heard of that company before. So I started researching. And that night I messaged my friend from another company. I was like, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to do this. I guess I need somebody to sign up under. And she knew through networking of my sponsor, Amber Voigt. And I found her website and I signed up right there. And then I messaged her the next day. I'm like, hi, I'm Bree. I said, I just want you to know I'm going to be a Black Status presenter. Like, I'm in this to generate an income for my family. And that was it, you know, and I'm kind of a determined person and I had no idea what I was doing. I hadn't worn makeup in flipping years, right? Mm-hmm. But I knew that I could. I knew that I could because I've seen other people be successful. And if they were successful, I know that I could be successful too. And so without knowing what I was doing, I just started, you know, and it's your enthusiasm. I was so pumped and I was so convicted and I was so excited. People just gravitated towards it, you know? And, I reached elite status in 2.5 months. I reached exclusive status. So I promoted to purple status the day after I had brain surgery in October 2014. I was in the hospital when I promoted to purple status because I got real sick after I started Unique. I got really sick. And then I promoted to the highest level in the company 8 months after I started. It was such a whirlwind that I was, along with my growing team, as we were figuring it out together. You know, it wasn't about like, doing it exactly right. It was about doing it, you know, and us all working together as a team to figure out what's working, to figure out what's not working. And, you know, the bottom line is that we have the ability to change people's lives, you know, whether it be a little bit or a whole bunch. And that's what we did. And that's what now we're almost 5 years later. And that's what we are still continuing to do.
I love it. I love it. And really to be able, like you said, you don't necessarily need to know exactly what you're doing, but you need to have that enthusiasm, have that drive, and just kind of jump in with both feet. And, you know, even though you have been in this company for several years now, and this is still a relatively young company. That's what I want people to know is that Unique is still a little baby in the direct sales world of direct sales.
We've only been around since 2013, you know, so we're still a brand new company, which is really exciting.
Yes. I think when people join and they get added to the teen groups or they start to friend other presenters, they might feel like the entire world already knows about Unique. And one of my favorite things to do is to wear something branded with Unique, you know, a hat or bring a bag out, and people still don't know what it is. And it's a great reminder that there's so many other people who may want to purchase the products or may possibly join. So it still is such a baby of a company. And that all being said, you know, you've had amazing success. You've been able to see people on your team hit Black status. But I would love for you, now that you have this insight of knowing what it was like when you joined, having that enthusiasm, and now you have this really grand team, if you could put yourself in the shoes of a brand new presenter and, you know, being able to now have the insight and the foresight of knowing kind of what it takes for people who do want to make something of this. If they do want to have a not just fun money, not just I'm having a discount, but people who want to do something with this, a business wise. So kind of, you know, knowing all of this, what kind of advice do you have for someone when they first join? You know, what can they expect in regards to their time commitment?
Well, you know, first of all, if you're coming in, maybe somebody does have experience with sales or online sales, or you have that experience that's super, hold on. I'm so sorry. That's me.
No worries.
Sorry about that. you know, this is network marketing, right? And before the internet, it was network marketing. After the internet, it's still network marketing. The cool thing about having the internet is we have the ability to reach so many more people, where back in the day it was knock, 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 Avon's calling, you know, or business meetings or conference calls. You know, that's the way that they connected and we ran businesses. And so, you know, when somebody says, oh, I see lots of my friends in my newsfeed that sell Unique, you know, well, that doesn't mean that's what your friends are seeing. You know what I mean? It means that maybe you just know somebody who sells. But one of the first things, so going back to your question, sorry, I just had to, that as being, you know, and it's not, I mean, I can walk into a grocery store and talk to everybody. Most of them haven't heard, you know, which mm-hmm. is really exciting. But for new presenters, whether it be, you know, 4.5 years ago or new presenters right now, the very first thing I did was expand my network. You know, I went through, you know, all of the groups and my contacts and make sure that we were friends with each other. And it was amazing. Actually, I went through groups because I was an admin of a large natural birth and parenting group mm-hmm. of how many of these women I was friends with, but I wasn't actually friends with them on Facebook.
Wow.
You know, and I knew that like, I didn't want to be that girl, you know, I wasn't going to harass my friends and family. That wasn't what this business was for mm-hmm. me. But having that contact and my social media being my platform, it was so important that I retain those friendships within my friends list on Facebook so I could build those relationships, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the step one is expanding your network. I mean, I have friends who are Black Status presenters who started with 50 people on their friends list,
wow.
you know? And the way that you view social media once you decide to start a business where it's primarily based on social media is you view your social media completely differently. Mm-hmm. You know, it's and that sometimes people have a hiccup there because they're just not used to using
yes.
in utilizing social media in that way. You know, and then the second thing I would do is just be a gosh darn sponge. I know so many people, depending on your personality, who are just like, well, I need to do some more training before I do that. And I'm just like, no, just do it. You know, the best way to learn how to do something is to do it and to mess up and to do it and to mess up. And then you get better and better and better and better at mm-hmm. it. You know, I look at some of my first selfies and makeup videos that I did and I'm like horrified. I was just like, I wasn't even selling makeup. Like I was using a broken camera phone to take my pictures. So it's all like blurry because there was a crack. But people didn't sign up with me because my pictures were great and my makeup was perfect. They signed up with me because I was so pumped and they could tell I was doing something big, mm-hmm. you know? And so like your passion and your excitement is number one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Everything else will fall behind that. You know, your confidence, your passion, your excitement, and your willingness to learn, you know, your willingness to, you know, my sponsor told me to read a book. I read it twice. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a team call that night. I was on 15 minutes before ready, waiting for it with my notebook, taking notes, and then having the courage to apply what you learn, you know, because if you're not out there doing it, you are not going to be able to figure out how to do it.
Yes.
'Cause everybody's different. You know, I can't work my business the same way as somebody else. Like everybody, that's what's so amazing about this is everybody is different and mm-hmm. everybody's going to work their business a little bit differently. So when you're actually out there doing it and watching other people do it, you're educating yourself so I could go then and train my team, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what it's about. It's about sharing. You know?
Yes. Yes. So you're saying, you know, first and foremost, you really need to see your Facebook, personal Facebook page as your storefront, as part of your business. So,
yes.
you know, if there's housekeeping that you need to do, you need to tidy things up. What things should people be doing in regards to that housekeeping once they click that join button?
Well, you know, you always want people to be able to go to your Facebook page and not feel like it's a billboard. First of all, you know, I would never have my banner be, you know, unique is branded, mm-hmm. right? I'm about branding myself. And people want to be friends with a person, not a product. And this is not my business page. This is my Facebook page. So it needs to be more personal, you know? So, but they also need to know that I'm a professional, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I work for myself. So I don't have you can go to my webpage, my private profile, and you see that I work for Brianne Kerr Enterprise. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see in the things that I'm a businesswoman and I speak and I love what I do. And if you dig a little deeper and if you don't know that I sell unique, then I'm not doing a very good job with my posting, but it's not plastered everywhere. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. when I'm adding new friends, the first thing they're going to do is go to my profile and see who I am. And if they automatically see that I'm in direct sales, they're going to assume I'm wanting to be friends with them just to sell them something. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we do. You know, we bring value to people's lives. We add value and we don't want to devalue. And a lot of, you know, the stereotypes about this industry comes from people working it with devaluing relationships. Mm-hmm. And so that's not what you want to do. But I also want people to go to it, and I want them to know that I am a professional. I'm a businesswoman. So I'm not going to have like my profile picture be a picture of my cat, even though I love my cat. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to buy makeup for my cat. You know, I want them to see my face. And, I stay away from politics and major controversial issues because I'm trying to add friends, not shrink my friends list. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's hard, especially around election time, to bite your tongue, Yes. You know, and I have a wide assortment of people that I'm friends with on Facebook. A lot of many that I might not necessarily have the same views with, but that is not the point of my Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, I post positive things. I don't spam people with my links. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am all about attraction marketing, and I like, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm freaking out. Look at how cute my lips are today. Like, holy smokes. You know, hey, I'm in my jammies again, working from bed. Again, you know what I mean? Like bring people to you, show them the life, nobody likes to be told things. People like for you to show them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've recruited, I think I have over 225 personally sponsored, probably 150 of them came to me. Wow. They messaged me from watching. And so attraction marketing can be really powerful because people are watching. And so, you know, if you go to your Facebook page, ask yourself, would this be somebody whose team I'd want to join? Mm-hmm. Is this somebody that, you know, I'd want to buy makeup from, or I'd want to be a business partner with? Or, you know, when you switch the view, the way that you look at social media, you start paying attention to things like that a little bit different.
What about for people who, so they've just started out, their kit's coming on the way, maybe they just got their kit, and taking these pictures and selfies and really putting themselves out there isn't their strong suit. They're not very comfortable doing it. What kind of encouragement would you give for those attraction marketing type of posts for someone who is brand new and might be nervous to post on their personal page?
Well, I think that you should always be genuine, first of all. You know, you don't want to all of a sudden join Unique and turn into a completely different person, because your friends aren't going to buy that. Like, they're friends with you, you know, but people should be able to tell the difference. So when I first joined, like, I wasn't posing. I mean, the only time I really took selfies is when I was showing off the new baby wrap with my kid on my back. You know what I mean? And so, like, showing off makeup or that I'm feeling pretty wasn't something that I did. However, my friends paid attention, like, oh, Bree's super confident. Like, she's looking really great. You know, it was coming from a sincere place. You are going to have to gain confidence and put yourself out there in a different way, but just make sure that you're not losing who you are. Speak in your voice, not in somebody else's voice. You know, that's why I always, you know, tell people, like, don't just copy and paste other people's posts and parties and stuff, because, I mean, get that ideas, but then make it your own, because we live in a digital age, and even though people can tell if it's not you,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
But you do have to put yourself out there. You have to, people should see a change. They should see your self-worth changing and your confidence changing and your excitement changing. That's what they're going to pay attention to. And I always say, feel the fear and do it anyways, you know, and it's every time it's going to be easier and easier. But it's hard to sell makeup if you're not wearing it and showing it off. So it is something that you have to work on, you know.
And then how do you recommend for these new presenters now, you know, you've been able to coach so many of these people and you've been able to see them have success. What is their first step of letting their warm market, letting their friends and family know that they're selling this and that possibly they would like them to be their first customers?
So when you first join, your market is hot. It's not even warm. I say it's hot. Mm-hmm. Because even if your friends and family maybe have known about Unique or have another presenter, that they've never heard of it from you. You know, I had never done direct sales before. So when I signed up to do direct sales, my market was just like, what? Bree is selling makeup? What the heck is going on? But it caught their attention. They're like, well, if Bree's doing it, maybe this is really something, mm-hmm. you know? And I remember, like, the couple days waiting for my kit, I kind of hinted, you guys, I am so excited. I just started something that is going to be huge for me and my family, and it's going to be fun, and I can't wait to to tell you, secrets coming in a couple days, just kind of hinting, you know what I mean? Like spreading some like little mouse crumbs. And then when it came, and we didn't have Facebook Live when I started. And so I got my kit and we got all the colors of the loose mineral pigments back then. And I lined it up and they took, I can remember my kids were so little and like my kit came and I'm like, everybody clear the room. Like it was so important. I will never forget that feeling of opening it up and feeling like a businesswoman immediately, you know? Mm-hmm. And I took a picture and everybody's like, oh, so pretty. What is that? And I'm like, launch party coming soon. You're going to have to pay attention. And my launch party was, I mean, I did over $800 in PRS in my launch party, which afforded me to be able to buy the rest of the product line. Cause it's so important. You have the products to be able to sell the products. Mm-hmm. But it was horrible. Like looking back, I mean, I posted about every single product that we had every single day. Like it wasn't, I'd never done a party before. Yep. Like looking back, I'm just like, that was ridiculous. But people weren't buying because it was perfect. They were buying because it was exciting and they were excited for me, you know? And I always say, you know, especially when you're just starting out, it is important that you get the support of your friends and family. And I even called my mom. I was like, mom, or I called my aunts. I called my cousins on the phone. I was like, guess what? I'm doing this thing. I'm super duper pumped up. I would love it if, you know, I said, I promise I'm not going to harass you or anything like that, but I would love your input on this product. Did you mind looking at my website? Let me know if you want to buy something. That would be amazing. And most of the time they're like, yeah, totally. Awesome. You know? Yes. I mean, I had friends that are like, yeah, I want to host a party. And the next day they sign up. They're like, no, actually, I'm going to get on this bandwagon. And now they're Black Status presenters, you know?
Yes. So they get the kit. They tell their family and friends, I'm doing this. Take a look at my website. But then there's this launch party. And I feel like this is where a lot of people get stuck because it can seem incredibly overwhelming. You know, right. What do you mean there's videos or pictures? And a lot of, you know, there are a lot of products like you were just talking about. And the catalog has even expanded even more. You joined.
It's like 5 times more than when I started. Yeah.
So how can they jump in with that, but yet not be overwhelmed and burn out and almost, you know, give up before they even began?
Well, you know, you have to do it in your own pace. Now, I always say success loves speed. So I went in it without having any idea what I was doing. But I also, before I even bought my kit, I was treating this like a multi-million-dollar business. Mm-hmm. You know, I never treated this as a hobby. You know, I immediately set up a desk space, you know, I got a whiteboard, you know, so I could keep track of everything. I, you know, so there was something really powerful about making my desk. Mm-hmm. Like I was just like legit, like I treated this like I was already making 6 figures a year,
Yep. You
know? And, so I knew that I had to have a launch party and this is my job. So I'm going to start it. And then I'm going to save all my images and files. And then I'm going to research how to have it. And then I'm going to decide who to, you know, you do your research because this is your job. And yes, it can be overwhelming, but it depends on like, you are going to get back what you put in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And for some people, it's just a part-time thing. For others, this is a full-time thing. For others, it's just like something really fun that you do on the side. And all of that is great. But when I have women that get frustrated because they aren't promoting and they aren't seeing their customer base grow and they're not growing their team, but then I'm like, well, okay, so how much effort are you putting in? And they're like, well, I'm like, here you go.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And, you know, nowadays we have so much training. I mean, we have so much training for parties. And I mean, before we were making it up as we went along, there was no training in our back office. Like it was up to the presenters to create trainings for their team. You know, now we have launch party groups where you can literally go in and do it exactly like that. And it's probably going to be an awesome party. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, very spelled out. But you know, people always have to remember that it's also your business. If you don't want to do online events and online parties, that's cool. You don't have to. But you have to network, mm-hmm. you know? So if you like more one-on-one, then you best be getting out there and booking some home party play makeup dates or something be networking, because that's the most important part. And launch party, I think, is really important because it's kind of you telling your friends and family, whoa, this is what I'm doing. I'm so excited, you know? But I guess my point is that you do get back what you put in. And so if it's overwhelming you, it's cool. Take a step back, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think are like, what is the top fear that a new presenter has, and how do you suggest that they overcome that?
I think the number one fear that I hear from new presenters and old presenters alike is, what are people going to think?
Yes, I would agree.
What are they going to think? You know, and I had that when I joined. I mean, I knew what I didn't want to be. I knew what I didn't want people to think about me. And so I didn't work my business like that, you know, because ultimately at the end of the day, like, I mean, at the time I started this so I could get out of debt, but also so I could get out of a really horrible marriage. I needed to generate an income so I could take care of my kids. And like, looking back, and, you know, of course I've known thousands of women who started and then stopped and never did anything for one reason or another. But look, I look back and I'm like, well, what if I let that stop me?
Yes.
Like, what would my life be like right now? I mean, I would be on disability. I would probably be on welfare. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't live in my amazing house. I wouldn't have the freedom that I have. I can remember I had a really, well, I had a friend and she was very much opinionated about direct sales. And she almost got mad when I joined. And I can remember I was having a party for one of our mutual friends, and she was going through a divorce, a hard time. So I really wanted her to earn all the makeup so she could take care of herself.
Yeah.
And I messaged my friend and she was just like, nope, don't have any money right now. Sorry. And then 3 hours later, she posted a picture of herself from Sephora with her $300 makeup haul. And it was just, it was a slap in the face to me. Like, she was doing that. It was a passive aggressive. Yes. And I was so mad. I was like, how mean. But first of all, not really my friend. Mm-hmm. Second of all, when I started making six figures a year, oh, about 9 months later, and she was messaging me about what the heck I was doing to make this much money. Victory, my friend, you know? And so the opinions of others who aren't actually living your life and who don't have your gut instinct and who aren't you, why do we hold so much value in that? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I looked at it like, I don't want to be that girl, but so I didn't work my business like that. I didn't spam yard sales with my makeup. I didn't post my link everywhere. I didn't devalue relationships. You know, I knew what I didn't want to do, you know, and I really feel like that very much opened the doors for me for running my business the way that I've always run my business, you know. But what if I let other people's opinions stop me? Like, where would I be right now? You know, and where are they? They weren't really even my friends anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of tricky thing about social media, is we do put so much weight in other people that we don't even know, probably don't even care about, opinion. Yep. You know, and the fact is, the people that want to walk with you, the people that love you, the people that respect you, people that want what you have, those are the people that you want in your life. And they're the people that you want walking with you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes. Oh, I love it. And I think, you know, for me, when I first joined, I really needed to understand that this isn't a pyramid scheme, because I felt like, you know, my parents came from a different generation where those were things and they were very nervous about what it was that I was joining. But once I had that proper education, that network marketing is completely legal, that I can make as much money as I want to make. I can surpass other people. It's not a pyramid scheme. I like to tell people it's more like a mountain range. And if you're ready right. to climb those mountains, you can climb the highest mountains. And your friends who you joined under might be more like the rolling hills, but it's really like a choose your own adventure. And,
right.
you know, as long as you really, and it's a quick YouTube search. It's a quick, you know, Google search, or just talking with your sponsor about, why is this not a pyramid scheme? Because if you do join and you're hot market, someone who you do love asks you that, because they might not know about Unique, to just mm-hmm. have that in your back pocket, because once they see that you've done your homework and that you believe in these products, then I think that, you know, helps put those fears at ease for your closest group.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of stigma, and it's important for people to realize that there is a difference in our industry. There is MLMs, there's multi-level marketing, there's direct sales, and there are two different things, and they're actually operated completely differently. You know, direct sales, we sell a product and we make commission off that product, mm-hmm. you know, and we can grow our own team and help them succeed, you know, and then we, you know, can make more money. The more people we help, the more money we make, which is awesome. But it's not like we're not tricking anybody. Yes. Like, you know, we sell makeup. You can buy the makeup. You can not buy the makeup. You know, like that's what we do. Just like every other sales out there, mm-hmm. where some other companies kind of are on that borderline. You know, like I've researched other companies because I had never done any kind of sales before. And I was just like, oh yeah, that's probably where that stereotype comes from. So it's important that you do know our industry. Mm-hmm. It's important that you do know the difference, because then you can talk about it with pride. You know, I don't have a problem telling anybody what I do, because if anything, me walking with my head up and being so proud of what I do is going to help change the stereotype that some people have in their head because they read a misinformed blog. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. I totally agree. Well, are there any other nuggets of wisdom that you have for people who have just recently joined, or maybe they joined a while ago and had hit the pause button for one reason or another, that you would like them to know about kind of, you know, jumpstarting themselves again?
You know what? It's never too late to relaunch your business, first of all. So if you started and you didn't really do anything with it, but now all of a sudden you're just like, something's happened in your life and you're like, you either need this, all of a sudden you really want this, it's never too late to start again, you know? And I tell people the biggest thing that's going to get in the way of you and your success is yourself, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's why, you know, filling yourself up, filling your cup up, learning, watching things that are inspirational. The next thing you know, I mean, you come out with this sense of self-worth and then you can conquer the world, you know, but you got to fill yourself up first. Do it fearless, do it unapologetically, mm-hmm. you know, you have the opportunity, you know, and I'm speaking from experience. Like I went from making nothing to, I've been a six-figure earner for 4 years now. And there's no reason. I mean, the highest education I have is high school, you guys. I'm chronically ill. Like I can be, they offer me disability, but I'm like, it does nothing on my paycheck, you know?
Yes.
There's no rhyme or reason on paper why I should be successful, but I am. And the reason is I decided that I was going to be, and I was going to learn. And so, yes, I started this to make an income, right? To make a serious income. But what happened was I found my self-worth and I found my self-confidence, and I did it in fear. Like I did it even though I was scared at first. And now I'm not, I mean, of course we all still get intimidated about stuff. Like every time I go live, I'm still just like, you know what I mean? Like there's just like, it's normal to feel that way, but this business will change you, mm-hmm. you know, for the better. And it's never, ever, ever too late, and you're worth it, and you can do it. You know, this business doesn't discriminate, you guys. The only difference between you and maybe somebody who is like promoting, who has gotten further along that you have, is the work they put into it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't judge somebody's chapter five by your chapter one, especially if you haven't done any of the reading. You know what I mean? And it's never too late, and it's changed my life. But bigger than that, you know, there's almost 11,000 women on my team that are on my team because I made that decision one night that it's changed their lives too. And how humbling and amazing it is, you know?
That's crazy. That's crazy that choice for you now has impacted in one way or another 11,000 people.
It's crazy, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, Brianne, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with this, because I really find that it can be overwhelming. You know, you can be excited when you click that join button, but especially for people who this is something brand new, to have to know that they're going to put themselves out there in social media, and to have this advice that you've given about the people who do have your back are going to have your back, and you know, not to worry about what other people think, and to let that be the big thing that you do not let get in your way. I think that is really a huge takeaway.
Absolutely. Like you can let it bother you. Give yourself 2 seconds and be like, ooh, mm-hmm. and then you move on, you know,
yes.
because if we live our lives tiptoeing around others, then that's no life to live at all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, well, thank you so much once again. This is an absolute delay. I really loved having you on, and you had so many great nuggets of wisdom that I cannot wait to share.
Good. Yay. Thank you so much, Mary. It was fun.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Minute with Mary podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can connect with me on social media just by searching the hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you feel like this episode provided value in your efforts to expand that dream business of yours, please do me a favor and head on over to your podcast app of choice to leave a review and rating. You can also share it with your friends, maybe your team, because word of mouth has always been and will always be the very best way that podcasts are discovered. If you're listening to this and you yourself or someone you know might be a great guest to have on for an interview, please connect with me. I would love to have more people like Brianne on the podcast. And if you'd like to hear more of my podcasts in general, like this one, I'm just going to tell you, they're not business related. I'm a total nerd. They're about nerdy TV shows and books that I love. You can totally check them out by heading to maryandblake.com. As for now, thank you so much for listening. My name's Mary Larson. Get out there and unleash your confidence.